Hello, and thank you for joining us today in a Bible study. I hope you have your Bibles with you and that you will turn to the last book in the Bible, the book of Revelation. We're going to be in chapter 14 of the book of Revelation today for a brief but hopefully an encouraging lesson to each of our listeners today. We're glad that you want to know what the Bible says, and we have a very encouraging verse in Revelation 14, and it is in particular verse number 13, where the text says, "And I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, Write, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth. Yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, and their works do follow them." What a great verse. Blessed are the dead which die in the Lord, that they may rest from their labors. Let's look at a little bit about what this chapter is about. This chapter is about us, the children of God, winning the victory. Verse 1, "And I looked, and lo, a lamb stood on the Mount Sion, and with him 144,000, having the Father's name written in their foreheads. And I heard a voice from heaven as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of great thunder. And I heard the voice of harpers harping with their harps, and they sung, as it were, a new song before the throne and before the four beasts and the elders. And no man could learn that song but the 144,000 which are redeemed from the earth." The redeemed is who's in this passage. The redeemed are blessed when they die. Redeemed means we've been bought with a price, the price of the blood of Christ. And those that have been bought with the blood of the precious Savior Jesus Christ, they're singing in heaven. They're not sad, they're not brokenhearted, but they are glad. Continuing in Revelation chapter 14, verse 4 says, "And these are they which were not defiled with women, for they are virgins. Though these are they which follow the Lamb whithersoever he goeth. These were redeemed from among men, being the first fruits unto God and to the Lamb." These people are redeemed. They are virgins. They are pure. Keep yourself pure, brother or sister in Christ. And follow the Lamb. That's who these people are. They're redeemed. They're pure. They follow Jesus Christ. And they're going to be in heaven and they're going to be singing. Verse number 5 of Revelation 14, "And in their mouth was found no guile." You know, we're people. Christians are people who watch what they say. They watch every word that comes out of their mouth. Matthew 12, 36 and 37 says we're going to be judged by every idle word that comes out of our mouths. We're not going to deceive anybody. We're not going to fool anybody. "For they are without fault before the throne of God." That's who we want to be. People who live upright and in whom can be found no fault. "And I saw," Revelation 14 and verse 6, "and I saw another angel fly in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach unto them that dwell on the earth, and to every nation and kindred and tongue and people." Now, the gospel is what calls people out of the world so that they can live as a virgin, as pure, that no defiling thing comes out of their mouth. That's the gospel. "Saying with a loud voice, Fear God and give glory to him, for the hour of his judgment is come, and worship him that made heaven and earth and the sea and the fountains of waters." That's what Christians do. They remain pure. They follow the Lamb. They have no deceitful language, and they worship the God of heaven. Verse number 8 says, "And there followed another angel saying, Babylon is fallen." That's our enemy. Our enemy is the worldly people, represented here by Babylon. And they're going to fall. We're going to have victory. Christ and his church is going to have victory. Babylon is fallen, that great city, because she made all nations drink of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. That's immorality. People who live immoral are going to fall. And the third angel followed them, saying with a loud voice, "If any man worship the beast and his image and receive the mark of his in his forehead or his hand, the same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out without mixture into the cup of his indignation, and he shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb." Now there's another fate, and that is to be lost. And if you're lost, you're going to taste of the wrath of God forever. And the verse 11 of Revelation 14 says, "And the smoke of their torment ascendeth up forever and ever, and they have no rest, day nor night, who worship the beast and his image, and whosoever receiveth his mark of his name." Here is the patience of the saints. Now here is why we hang in there. This is why we remain faithful and true. Here is the patience of the saints. Here are they that keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. "And I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, Write." This voice told John, "Write these things. Blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth. Yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, and their works do follow them." That's the verse we want to talk about, the encouraging verse. This whole passage teaches us to be faithful to Christ. And verse 13 was written because a voice from heaven says to write this. This voice was not from the earth. This voice was not from the bottomless pit. This voice was not the devil's voice. This voice was one from heaven. I want you to notice Revelation chapter 1. This is the revelation of Jesus Christ. This is what Jesus Christ has revealed from us. A voice from heaven says to write these things. Notice Revelation 1 and verse 1. "The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him to show unto his servants things which must shortly come to pass. And he sent and signified it by his angel unto his servant John, who bare witness of the word of God and of the testimony of Jesus Christ and of all things that he saw. Blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand." A voice from heaven spoke these words, and this voice from heaven says, write this down. Write this message down. "Blessed are the dead who die in the Lord from henceforth, saith the Spirit." Now, death is a victory. Death is a blessing. We don't always consider death a blessing. When someone dies, we'll say, "Poor old Mary," or "Poor old Paul," "Poor old guy, they're dead now." We don't want our loved ones to die, but they're going to die because there's appointed time for all of us to die. But the dead who die in the Lord, they are blessed. That means they're not sad, but they are happy. They are blessed. And they are blessed because of what the Bible says. Revelation 2 and 10 says, "Fear none of those things which thou shalt suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison, that you may be tried. And you shall receive tribulation 10 days. But be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life. Blessed are the dead which die in the Lord." We must not think of death as something sad, but we must think of the Christian who dies as someone who is blessed. You know, the Bible says that the last enemy which shall be destroyed is death. 1 Corinthians 15 and verse 26. We don't want our loved ones to die because we're separated from them. It's sad for us, but it's not sad for the one who dies in the Lord, because the Bible says they are blessed. The Bible says death is a blessing. Ecclesiastes 7 and verse 8 says, "Better is the end of a thing than the beginning." And so death brings us to an end in this world of sorrow and sadness and sin and violence. Dead, we sometimes call them the departed. The departed. When someone dies, we'll say, "He departed this world." And they will never return to this world. They will go to a place where there is no tears, no suffering, no frustration, and no fears. And that's why they are blessed. You know, when Paul was coming to the end of his life, he wrote about it in Philippians chapter 1. This is what Paul wrote about his coming death. He says, "For me to live is Christ, and to die is gain." Isn't that amazing? Isn't that wonderful? That death is gain. "But if I live in the flesh, this is the fruit of my labor. Yet what shall I choose? I know not. For I am in a strait betwixt the two, having a desire to depart and be with Christ, which is far better. Nevertheless, to abide in the flesh is more needful for you." Why are we blessed when we die if we're in Christ? Because we'll depart and we'll be with Christ. And we won't have to die again. We will never die again. Death allows us to go and be with Christ, which is far better. It's far better than remaining here in this world. So what an encouraging verse. "Blessed are the dead which die in the Lord." And let's be reminded of what the Bible says in Matthew 5, beginning with verse number 10. And it says there, it says this, "Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when men shall revile you and persecute you, and say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you." Great is your reward in heaven. And so, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord. Why would the Bible say that? Because their reward in heaven is great. It's a great reward. It's a wonderful place. The dead are blessed because they go to be with the Lord. I'd like to read with you another of my favorite verses from the book of Revelation. And that is the book of Revelation chapter 7, beginning with verse 13. John sees a vision of people in heaven. And notice this, beginning with verse number 9. And after this I beheld, and lo, a great multitude which no man could number, of all nations and kindreds and people and tongues, stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes and palms in their hands, and cried with a loud voice, saying, Salvation to our God, which sitteth upon the throne and under the Lamb. And so there are people in heaven around the throne of Christ, and they're praising the Lord. And all the angels stood round about the throne and about the elders and the four beasts, and fell before the throne on their faces and worshiped God. What's going on in heaven? Worship. And saying amen, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be unto our God forever and ever. Amen. Notice what they're doing. They're before the throne of God, and they're praising the Lord. And one of the elders answered, saying unto me, What are these which are arrayed in white robes? And whence came they? Who are these people in the white robes? Where did they come from? And I said unto him, Sir, thou knowest. And he said to me, These are they which came out of the great tribulation and have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore are they before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple. And he that sitteth on the throne shall dwell among them, and they shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more, neither shall the sun light on them, nor any heat. For the Lamb which is in the midst of the throne shall feed them, and shall lead them into living fountains of water, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. Blessed are the dead which die in the Lord. A voice from heaven came and said to write that down. And John wrote it down, and we're reading it here today. And the Bible says it's the Spirit. Yea, saith the Spirit, the Bible says. I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, Write, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth. Yea, saith the Spirit, that they rest from their labors and their works do follow them. It's God's Spirit that's speaking. God's Spirit can speak. For example, in 1 Timothy 4, verses 1 and 2, the Spirit of the Lord speaketh expressly that in latter times some shall depart from the faith. There is the Spirit speaking there in 1 Peter 4 and verse 1. Acts 8 and verse 29, the Spirit told Philip, Go near and join thyself to the chariot. This is a heavenly message. It is a message being spoken by the Holy Spirit of God. And it is a sure word. Notice Revelation chapter 1, verses 4 and 5. Where the Bible says, John to the seven churches which are in Asia, grace be unto you and peace from him which is and which was and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness and the first begotten of the dead and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood. This message is coming from heaven. It's coming from God himself. In Revelation 1 and verse 7 it says, "Behold, he cometh with clouds, and every knee, every eye shall see him. They also which pierced him, and all kindreds of the earth shall wail because of him." Even so, amen. And so this message is coming from heaven. Blessed are the dead which die in the Lord. God cannot lie, Titus 1 and verse 2. We are going to a better place. And so if we've been found faithful, we're going to find a place of rest, sweet rest. We're going to rest from our labors, the Bible says. When Jesus went to heaven, he rested from his labor of preaching and teaching and suffering for our sins. When the apostles died, they were often persecuted and punished. And yet when they died, they went to their reward and they rested. You know, the Bible says that God rested. In Genesis 2 and verse 2, on the seventh day, God ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And so God rested from the labors. And you know, you and I, when we leave this world, we're going to rest from our toils. But notice that the Bible says, "Blessed are the dead which die in the Lord." That preposition "in" is very important because it shows the location of those who have passed away. They are in the Lord. Now, the Bible makes it distinctly clear that you don't pray your way into Jesus. You don't say a sinner's prayer. You can only enter into Christ by being baptized into him. Romans 6, verses 3 and 4 says, "Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ?" Galatians 3 and verse 27 says, "For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ." The only way for you and me to enter into Christ is to obey the blessed gospel of Jesus Christ. No wonder Jesus said in his last words recorded in the book of Mark on this earth was, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that is baptized, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved." Do you know when you are baptized, you are added to the church? Acts 2 and verse 47. Did you know that when you entered into Christ, a spiritual location, that you entered into the location where all spiritual blessings are found? Ephesians 1 and verse 3. Do you know that when you entered into Christ, you entered into the place where his blood is? Ephesians 1. And verse number 7, you have the forgiveness of sins in Christ, even the redemption which is by his blood. Now, if you'll obey the gospel, if you'll hear the gospel, believe the gospel, and obey the gospel, you will then enter into Christ, and you will be in that place where all the spiritual blessings are found. Beloved, the Bible says very clearly to all of us, "Blessed are the dead which die in the Lord, yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors." They have had their sins washed away and redeemed. They're in the place where God wants them to be. He's put them there as they've obeyed the gospel. We hope and pray that you will listen to the Word of God, and you'll do exactly what they did on the day of Pentecost when they said, "Men and brethren, what shall we do?" Without hesitation, Peter said, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. We hope that you will do that in your life so that you can become a Christian and you can live the Christian life and die in the Lord, and then you can rest from your labors. Thank you for listening today. May God bless you as you continue to study His Word. Bye for now.